Last night, the biggest episode of American Idol in a long time.
Oh, yes.
You know what's really frightening to hear?
What?
One of the most frightening things you can hear on an episode of American Idol.
As you know, all the Ford music videos can be seen on AmericanIdol.com.
No!
I didn't get the one last night.
I don't think you're supposed to get any of them. They're okay. All crap. Of course, if you're a contestant on the show, one of the worst things to hear is...
Lakeisha. Head over next to Sanjaya.
Ooh. And the bottom three ended up being Lakeisha, Sanjaya, and Blake.
Yep.
Here is your bottom three at the center of the stage, America.
Why do they still need to do that? The shock and awe music, you know?
It's not that shocking.
Simon was pretty happy about the bottom three.
Oh, yeah.
He had an interesting response. One of the more interesting responses I've heard from him in a while.
Simon, you're grinning from ear to ear.
I'm beginning to sense something here.
Thanks, Yoda. And then...
Blake, you're safe. Take a seat.
Sanjaya and Lakeisha. Did you have a feeling it was Sanjaya going home?
Oh, yeah.
Even though Lakeisha really sucked...
Still.
Just had an idea. So Sanjaya, Lakeisha standing up there together. And I don't know if I've ever seen anybody look so shocked and saddened by an audience response than this.
After the biggest top seven vote in Idol history, over 38 million votes, Sanjaya, you are going home tonight. Lakeisha rolls on. Sanjaya heads out. And here is a look at Sanjaya's journey. Watch this.
And did you notice that Seacrest could tell, you know, it's like, oh, I better not try to get Sanjaya right now. Him and Lakeisha were hugging forever, you know. You could tell they were, I know they were pretty tight. They talked about that before. And I thought Seacrest handled it very well. He's a pro. He is.
How do you feel right now, man? You all right?
I'm fine. This was an amazing experience. I never would have been able to do this.
We won't soon forget you. We're glad you were here this season. Thanks, Sanjaya.
Yeah, no, I agree. As much as he was a terrible singer and everything, he really took a lot of crap. He's a young kid. It was a little rough for him. And then his closing song, I didn't think he was going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But it was probably one of his better performances. And he did something to talk about other than hair. Bad singing doesn't count?